The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
How about your boy's haircut last night?
Who?
Jalen. Jalen.
Oh, he got a little patch.
Come on. It's getting ridiculous now, man.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
He's doing some different stuff with his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you got a hairline blessed by the gods like that, you can try pretty much anything.
No. If you look really close, you saw it drawn in last night. It was like, I'm like, okay, dude, you're getting everybody talking about it now. You're taking it a little too far.
What up? This is Robert Orton.
Orton, three-point. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Orton for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Orton from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
Yeah, it is. It's the Big Shot Bob Pod, episode 22. Going to be joined here in a few minutes by YouTube superstardom. Cody from Dude Perfect is going to join us here.
Machines.
Oh my God.
Machine.
Talk about internet superstardom.
I know, right?
Dude Perfect, 59 million followers or some nonsense on YouTube. It's crazy. But welcome to the show, B-Dog Brandon
tricks,
Harper.
Perfect guys.
Yep.
It's perfect combination.
It really is. Big Shot Bob and Dude Perfect is a match. I'm sorry.
Yes,
it just is.
Yes.
And that, of course, is seven-time NBA champion Robert Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, how about these NBA playoffs? It has been an exciting few days. We're taping Wednesday afternoon, and last night was a
wild
one.
Can you come up with your own slogan and stop stealing other people's slogan? Believe. Come on now.
Whose slogan is this?
I believe.
Man, that's been out there for so many. Come up with something new, man.
What is this hate? Where did this come from to start the show? What is this?
I'm just messing with B. I know B loving these. B, how can you be a diehard Laker fan and sit up here repping
Because I'm also from the city of Atlanta. I'm from the city of Atlanta, and I cover the team.
He kind of works.
You can only have one.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, is that
you can have one love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm unique. It's only one of me.
Well, speaking of which, Hawks off the Sixers. I do want to start there, mainly because I have audio from Shaq that I wanted to play on TNT the other night, because obviously you know Shaquille very well. We all do. But I wanted to get your take on this, because I don't know if this is how you would have handled things in the locker room after Ben Simmons didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter of, I think, the last four games of the series. And we got this from Shaq on TNT.
He's not getting double teamed. Get right. Be aggressive. That's all I want. Just be aggressive. I don't want to hear all that. Stop that. Cut it out.
The Atlanta Hawks knocking off the Philadelphia 76ers.
He was in my locker room. I'd have knocked his ass out.
To 96.
Okay.
You do what?
I ain't laughing. What you mean, what?
He's in his locker room.
You do what?
Shaq, by the way, too, when he's making a point, I ain't laughing. No, I ain't laughing. You can laugh. I ain't laughing. Said he would have knocked Ben Simmons' ass out.
Well, first of all, we would have had been in a position to not be scared. I think when you play with guys like Shaq, Kobe, myself, B-Shaw, Ron Harper, we put you in a position to succeed. We're not going to take you in. And plus, you know, Phil never had his ass in the game anyway. You scared to shoot? Go sit on the bench. This ain't a moment for you to be scared. And I think, I don't know what's going on with Ben. If it's mental or what's that thing in baseball where you have that hitch? What's it called?
The yips.
I don't know if he got the yips or whatever it's called, but I feel sorry for the kid, because the kid got a lot of damn talent.
Yeah,
he's a talented kid, and I would love for me to sit down and talk to him, because I've been in that position before where you were reluctant to shoot. Hell, I got traded for that. So, dude, hey, come to me. I can tell you what to do. And I can give it to you right now, Ben. If you want the philosophy right now, I tell you what to do.
Fuck it.
That's what I say. Fuck them. That's what you guys say. If you miss, you miss. Fuck them. You know, you're going to go play your game, because they're going to need you. Yeah.
You got to take the shot. I am just floored by the one that he dished off under the basket.
I know.
In game seven. I mean, wide open. And just immediately just dish it off.
But there's so many of these guys now that come into the NBA and take – the guy right there in Atlanta, he's fearless. He doesn't care. He does not care if he makes a miss. He's gonna go for his And I think if Ben was like that, just went for his, and he'd be all right. But he doesn't have that go for his. He's one of those guys that wants to get everybody involved, make sure he makes no mistakes. I'm like, dude, there is nobody that ever played this game that did not make a mistake. So you cannot go out there worry about making mistakes. You got to play the game.
Yeah, and it's to the detriment of your squad. You know, we've been talking about the process for quite some time, yeah. And it's kind of like, dude, how you think this team is going to reach the next level? Look, we know you can attack the basket. We know your vision is out of this world, and we know that you can get to the basket like LeBron can. You're the two best players in the league at doing that. Mm-hmm. But you won't. It's not that you can't. It's one thing if you're Giannis and you're shooting it and you don't hit them. You won't even attempt them. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's a problem. You're 24 years old, still very young. You're in your, sixth year in the league.
Something like that.
Come on now. You got to talk to somebody. You got to go see a psychiatrist. You got a counselor. Maybe you had to lay down on the couch, pen and paper type of thing. Or maybe you need to go see Big Shot and get in that gym, lock the door. We need to have a kumbaya moment, put up 5,000 shots. Something got to work.
Change the scenery. Change your
that might be
workout
happening
guys.
Anyway.
Change the scenery. Change the crew that you have around you. You know, stop having people pat you on the back, have people kick you in the ass. You know, sometimes that's what you
dude,
need.
Dude, he's in Philly. No, I don't think anybody's patting his ass on the back this week, man. He's getting
destroyed. I'm talking about the people who he work out with, he train with. That's the people, you know.
But, like, how do you walk down the street in Philadelphia after showing out like
you
that?
You don't. You take a private jet and leave.
He left that night.
Bye. Bye.
He did what the Baltimore did when they went to Indianapolis. They left in the middle of the night.
he Jim Irsay that shit. He packed him up and just... Yeah. Goodbye.
Look, he's not walking down the streets of Philly just like Trae Young won't be walking down the streets in New York. They hate him up there. Mm-hmm. Oh. Everything that those New Yorkers were saying about Trae is smart. You know, he owns New Yorkers and they hate it.
Mm-hmm. That's good for basketball, though.
Yeah.
I do love when someone emerges as a villain, and Trae has not been shy about it.
He loves it. He's embracing it.
He's hated in New York. He's hated in Philadelphia, and I think he's just making them better. He's just feeding off it. It's just really cool. By the way, how about the way that game ended last night?
Oh, man.
With the Crowder pass up to Ayton with, 0.9 seconds left on the
this
clock?
I wanted to call Ty Lue. I'm like, dude, there's only one freaking play
that
can
play.
Run. It's the
Protect
only
the
play.
There's nowhere else they can go.
But then again, you can't blame Ty Lue. I'm going to blame the foreigner. What's his name?
Zubac.
not him. The other guy. The guy from France. That did not bump Ayton on that pass. You're trying to hold on to your guy. And this moment is, what were you thinking? You know he's coming off that play. It's everybody in the world, even my wife, who's sitting right there, was like, oh, they're going to throw that towards the rim.
You're talking about Nicholas Batum.
Yeah, Batum. Oh, Batum. It's his fault. You know, I don't want nobody to blame. You know, Zubi did hit. Ayton threw him. Booker bumped him. It was his fault. He did not do his job in bumping Ayton or switching, because there is only one play that could be ran with that much time. It had to be in the rim. That's their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really? That's his fault.
Is that a backbreaker for the Clippers? I mean, how
I don't think it's a backbreaker, because Clippers like being down 0-2. You know, they 8-1. Coming from that, so who knows, you know. But I think it is sort of a backbreaker for all the people for CP3. I'm not CP3, but for Paul George.
Playoff P.
Because missing two free throws down the stretch like that, when you calling yourself playoff P and you want all these people to get off your back, and that's your back is going to be broken, because there's going to be more people to pile on.
Oh, they're just climbing on.
So
here's the thing, though, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Putting Paul George to the side, you know, I don't know how many times, if you're the Clippers, you can continue to go to the well and draw from the fact that, hey, we're down 0-2. We'll come back from this, because it's easy for you to say that, but your opponents are different. And these Suns are just a little different than the Mavericks.
Yeah, you know, damn pain.
Just a little different from Utah.
For them. Yeah. It was a pain in the ass for the Lakers, and this dude has a coming out party, and I think he's going to be a free agent too, right? So he about to get paid.
Cameron Payne? So. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he out there looking like an all-NBA, first team all-NBA.
With that ugly-ass shot he got.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but it works, you know. That's what I tell everybody.
It just has to work, man.
Phoenix has been known for having players with ugly-ass shot. Him, Sean Marion, you know, all these guys come out there and jack it up. So, you know, Phoenix brings the best out of the ugly shot.
Yeah, I think the Clippers are done, though. This go around, I think they're done.
You think so?
If I had to go out on ledge, I'd say they're done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think right now, when you watch the games and watch them how they play, they're in and out of lineups. They're trying to figure it out. But the thing about the Clippers, they play really well at home. And I know Phoenix is one of the best road teams. But, hey, those Clippers fans are strong. And, you know, some of the Laker fans have migrated over to being Clipper fans. So they're going to be in the building, getting them hyped. So
has that really happened, though? Isn't that a sense of pride in L.A. to go, I'm a Lakers fan, I'm a Clipper? You don't really drift back. You just shit on B-Dog for the same thing, you know? You have one team.
The city.
Mine
they
is different.
The city.
I don't know.
These two teams are 3,000 miles apart, and they're in different conferences. They don't have a rivalry.
Yeah.
Clippers, Lakers, I don't know.
I would never don anything Clippers. I'd rather quit watching basketball.
you know you have some Clippers on, man. You know you have some, I ain't got some Clippers on it.
Look, sometimes I don't even want to wear red, white, and blue, whatever their colors are, all together because I don't want no confusion.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Clippers fan. No.
I'm a Captain America fan. I'm American.
Yeah. I like America. Screw the Clippers. All right, well, listen, I've got audio that melts my brain coming up from Josh Smith. We got to talk about fans fighting. Boston has a new head coach. We found that out this morning, a person you know, by the way. So we're going to talk about that, Tom Brady and the big shot of the week. But we have to stop down for a moment to talk to YouTube royalty as Cody from Dude Perfect will be joining us here in a second. All right, before we move on, Rob, is summer fashion is important, correct? Like you got to look good summertime or?
Man, no doubt.
You refresh the wardrobe come summertime? Yeah.
Every summer, you got to get a new wardrobe. You got to get the right shirt. You got to get the right shorts and the right pants, even the right flops, man. You got to do everything.
Everything's got to be on point, right? Because you're going out. I mean, we're going out again. We're going to games. You know, we're going to the park. We're going to the beach. I mean,
man, from work to working out, man, you got to look good. You think about it, going to happy hour with a nice button down on with something with a Mac, you know, a little Mac welding on.
Yeah.
You know, essential wear, dude. You got to have that essential wear when you're cruising the streets now that we can cruise the streets.
Well, that is why we love our friends at Mac Weldon, man. Look, I don't have a lot of style, so I lean on Mac Weldon to look good, like help me out. But I mean, you've probably heard of them for their underwear, but they got pretty much everything. T-shirts, polos, button-up shorts, swimwear, the whole deal. And the swim trunks and board shorts, man, you got to get the right ones to look good in the summer, man. And, you know, you could still – if you're still going to Wally World to buy your swim shorts, then you probably got a problem, you know. So
You got to get the Mac Weldon look, man. You got to look good when you're walking into the summer league games and when you're going on vacation, you're sitting about a pool, you through the casinos, wherever you at, man. Oh. You got to have that Mac Weldon look, man. You got to look good.
Now I just want to go on vacation. Now I just want to get a new outfit from Mac Weldon and look good for going on vacation. You got to check out, too, they have the new Maverick Tech Chino shorts and the Radius shorts. They're perfect additions to the good summer looks. And we've talked about this before, but Mac Weldon also has Mac Weldon, what's called Weldon Blue, which is their loyalty program, is free. But Level 1 gets you free shipping for life. So once you spend a couple bucks, place an order, get started, free shipping, bam, it's yours. Level 2, if you spend $200, you get 20% off everything for the next year. So just basically go start an order, spend a few bucks at Mac Weldon, and of course we have the 20% hookup to get you started.
Yeah, you know, shipping is very important, but for 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com/Ori. That's H-O-R-R-Y. And enter promo code Ori. That's MacWeldon.com/Ori. Promo code Ori, H-O-R-R-Y, for 20% off Mac Weldon, man. You got to do that, man. That's a bargain. That's a deal, man. Get on that Mac Weldon gear now.
Yeah, they're reinventing men's basics.
Hi, Mr. Cody. Sorry I'm late. I apologize.
Oh, you're great, baby. No worries. It's just going to be Cody, though.
I got caught up in traffic. Traffic is, you know, L.A. traffic sucks.
Dude, I don't know how you do it or why you do it. That's next level.
It's a four-letter word called wife. If it weren't for the wife, I'd be in Texas.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Is that really it? Candace wants to be in L.A.?
Candace is from Glendale. That's why we're here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wouldn't be here.
I didn't know that.
There's no point in even trying to put sell on. If family's there, it's game off.
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Frisco, Dallas area.
See, there you go, Rob. Right.
I was looking at the house. I said, I guarantee they from Texas as well. So I can look at the house and tell, man, that's a Texas house.
Oh, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Good, man. That's Cody Jones from Dude Perfect. Obviously, one of the coolest YouTube channels in existence. I mean, the stuff you guys do melts my brain every time I see a video come out.
That's great.
Last night, dude. Of course, they've got a book out, by the way. It's 101 Tips, Tricks, and Cool Stuff from Dude Perfect, which I think as of today is the number one nonfiction book on Amazon.
So, yeah, it's kind of easy to get there when you got your 55 million in the engine there to just kind of say, hey, go grab this stuff.
Just push the book. Yeah.
I want to say we earned it, but we didn't. It was just a marketing strategy.
You earned it. You earned it.
It's been fun, though. It's great.
Yeah, I'm how long? Now, this is the stuff that gets me about watching the videos. How long does some of this stuff take? Because have there been some that you've nailed on the first shot? And then there's got to be some that have taken like weeks.
Yeah, so it's been pretty funny. So some of the ones that you think would take all day or like a week are the ones that you get pretty quickly. I think Tyler took an hour to shoot it off of the Oklahoma skyscraper that broke the world record.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then one where you're throwing like a DVD into like the Xbox, like takes like 6 hours. But the anything with like a slingshot or the cannon, like all that variable stuff, like we're not math guys, and it gets pretty nasty. But the one that I would say that we all talk about is we did a world record basketball video, and I was blindfolded. It was the world's longest blindfolded shot. They spun me around. I was about 3 feet beyond the full court, and I just hurled a basketball thinking it was going to hit like section 204, and I swished it, and they all cheered. And I was like, bro, I didn't believe them. It's like, y'all are dumb. This is stupid. I had to watch the footage back to believe that it went in. But that's kind of our big like miracle moment in our history.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. I saw the one with the disc and I'm like, there's no fucking way. I have enough problem just going up there and doing like this to put it in. I guess that's what happened.
You can just miss it all day.
Yeah.
Well, the one that really gets me is the book on the shelf. When you'll flip the book behind you and it'll land on the shelf. That blow, because I can't do that just regular. Like, I'll just sit there and maneuver stuff.
Totally. Those are fun. The real life ones, they're not as hard to complete. It's more thinking of the shot itself, of just kind of like looking around the room and being like, oh, what could I trick shot? And so, but those turn out great. Those are some of our favorite videos. I think we've done four of them now, but they're just high energy, real quick, lots of shots in a 4 minute video.
Yeah.
Now, Cody, I think you all did a video I was watching. It was probably a couple of months ago. I think it was called like the Slippery Stairs.
Oh yeah.
And I think, so that was baby oil that you all used, right?
So I smelled like baby oil for a month, Brandon. It was
So I was looking at that video and I said, huh, it's a whole bunch more ashy people out here in the world because all the baby oil has been used on the steps. Congratulations, guys.
We did not put that to good use. There were a lot of bruises after that night. That was nasty.
What was the challenge?
Battle video, and it was slippery stair battle. So we literally, I think we stole it from ESPN, but we just built like a huge staircase and you had to get a basketball to the top. So that was kind of the fun piece, was like punching out of people's arms, but you had to crawl up and dunk your basketball and then you could advance. So the last guy lost. So I think Garrett got kicked out of that one in the first round.
Yeah, y'all are just pulling everybody down. It took forever for y'all to get to the second level.
we're so competitive. Like, we try not to care, but you just like get in the moment and just the athlete or whatever we call ourselves just clicks in and you're just like, I'm going to kill you because I want to get a dub here. Like, this is about to be seen by millions of people and I don't look like a buffoon.
Hey, it's the competitive nature. My wife gets mad at me because she's like, you're not going to let your child win? Hell no! My mom didn't let me win. My brother didn't let me. And you got to earn wins around this joint. Yeah.
That's the strategy. Exactly. That's how you get there.
Go ahead, Rob. It's so weird that, you know, I like watching the food ones, especially the burgers. I just want to know, who eats all the burgers and the food that goes to waste? Do you give them to your dogs, or what do you do with that?
We don't waste any food here. Everything gets given away. We eat it ourselves. We're still growing. All right, Rob, but, young boy. Hey, we're still growing.
Man,
we eat it
I'm
all.
Looking at the vibe, man. You don't eat too much, man. I'm like, you all in shape and shit. I know that. I know you don't eat that food. You probably pass it to the animal, to the dog or something.
Yes.
Yeah, sure we do.
So you talked about that. You all are an engine that just kind of keeps on churning. You have millions of fans, millions of subscribers. So for maybe the few million people who don't know, it's not that many people. Half the country or half the world probably knows about you. How did you guys come together? How did you all kind of get started? What's you all's background when it comes to your friendship and putting this all together that you all have?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually met at Texas A&M. Garrett and Tyler knew each other in high school at Prosper. And then the twins obviously knew each other growing up, but we all kind of came together through playing basketball at the rec and different Bible studies. So we were roommates. And then one day Tyler and Garrett bought a basketball goal for like $80. And I was like, you guys are insane. You're so frivolous with your money. You're buying an $80 basketball goal. And so they put it in the backyard. It was all grass. So we couldn't dribble. So we ended up just like doing like trick shots and, you know, kind of horse style stuff. And then Corey pulled out a little video camera. And this is before the iPhone. And so he filmed it on like a photo camera. And then we were like, well, let's keep doing it. Tyler saw the red light, became this like charismatic goofball. And so we put together like a 4-minute montage of trick shots from the roof and all that stuff. And when we uploaded it, it went viral. It was the first time I think anyone had really filmed a trick shot outside of a gym. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of caught fire. It was 2009. Mm-hmm. We were on Good Morning America the next day. And then that kind of inspired Tyler going up on the stadium at Kyle Field at Texas A&M and throwing the stadium shot that was on Yahoo's homepage. And that's really what, like, we realized at that moment, like, okay, let's keep doing this. So early on, those first few years, it was working with brands, but it was very trick shot heavy. And then once I think the world got to know the five of us, we started to branch off. We did our stereotype series. And then recently, 3 years ago, we did our Overtime, which is like a variety show. And then we've done bucket lists now where we just kind of do things that we want to do, like go to South Africa or visit Alaska, work with F1, that kind of thing. So it's been fun to see kind of the growth and the maturity of the brand as we've, you know, gone. We're going to look into a game show, looking into doing a movie. So I think the sky's the limit, but it's been a fun journey for sure. And with the book, I mean, this is literally our YouTube channel in book form. So it's heavy pictures. Don't worry. Big Shot Bob. Colors.
Shots hit fire. Well, he did just graduate from Alabama like last month. So, you know,
as a Bama hater, because you guys smoked it, we beat you in 2012 with Manziel.
Yeah.
But then you got to chase the title, and we, you know, sitting on the sidelines had to play OU. But, man, if I could have told my dad to do anything, it was teach me golf earlier. And yes. Then why didn't we go to Alabama? That would have been a nice little
go to A&M. But, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, my son played football at Texas A&M.
Oh, there we go. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he played tight end. I don't know if you ever go to a games when you see the guy that does the Lion King. All right, everybody, come down. If you watch on the billboard, that's my son that does that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So you know college station real well, and Jimbo's been great for the program. It's been a lot of fun to kind of jump in there and see what we've been doing.
Yeah, football players is on the right track. You know, it's going to be a little bit different this season when they lose the quarterback.
I know, and running back.
So it's going to be interesting.
Totally. Is he still there?
No. He wasn't a fan of Jimbo, so he left. He had the transfer portal. Yeah, but then the pandemic hit, so he just said, "Dad, I just want to get a job." I'm like, "Okay, you better get a job because I ain't support you no more."
Yeah, baby.
You're 21, you out the pocket.
That's it. I love it. That's how that works.
Hey, it's Robert Ory, and at Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. You can get a powerful nationwide 5G network all without a contract. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Now, I know you guys you come up with so many ideas. You have so many tricks and everything up your sleeve. You know, I would love to see what you all have or what you can come up with for one Robert Ory. You know, him being a big shot guy throughout his career, you all being a big shot guy. I would love for something you to challenge him. You all to come up with something and challenge him. And I want this to turn into something grand. Like, I don't just want to leave this here. I want this to expand.
He's got.
I hope you do realize I'm clutch, dude.
Game winners that matter. Our stuff's all recorded. His stuff is like the real deal. So I think if anything, we would learn from him on the trick shot game, because do you mentally, like, are you like, do you know that that's the game winning shot and you're mentally like embrace the moment, or are you kind of just on autopilot, like just another three pointer? Like, what was going through your head on all of them? Is it the same thing?
You know, it's, for me, it's just autopilot, to be honest, which is, it's just doing it. Just going out and enjoying the moment. There's some moments where I've told people, I says, I'm about to J your ass up, you know, and I do it. But if people look at me like, man, you ain't gonna get the bowl. Kobe has it. No, Tim Duncan has it. You know, Dream has it. I says, dude, that's the head of the snake. The player's always designed for them, but it's the second position that the shot's really for. So every time they would design a play in the huddle, I'm like, yeah, that's for me.
No doubt.
I knew it was coming
100%.
To me.
So, and you're right there, ready for the moment and capitalize. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. No, that'd be awesome. We'd love to have you down and see what we could dream up. I'm sure there's a lot of synergy there.
Well, I mean, you're a Texas guy, Rob. I mean, come on. You got to get down there and see these folks, you know?
I love Dallas. You know, Dallas is one of these, my favorite cities. Matter of fact, Dallas is looking for a head coach. I think I might have throw my you know, name in the hat.
All right, so the podcast is over. Good note.
Hey, let me just say this. I will make time for you guys, man.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. It's 101 Tricks, Tips, and Cool Stuff is the book. I mean, you can pretty much get it anywhere. Obviously, Amazon, the way to go. Do you guys own that gym, by the way? Tell me you do.
Yeah, so the office build-out is all large. We actually rent here. We're looking at building, like, maybe a flagship location and kind of doing a revamp. So this is our second office. It's 30,000 square feet. Got our workout stuff, all of our executive offices, and then, you know, your turf football field, your putting green, your golf sim, the basketball court. So it's definitely a paradise for dudes. Oh my wives God. Are always like, why are you not home yet? It's like, sorry,
you can't
on the jumper.
Hey, you say that, like, this buy just don't happen by itself. Now I got to do all these things to get it right for you, baby. Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun.
How did you come up with the mascot? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that was Ty's idea. So he told us in college, I think it was year two, he's like, every great team has a mascot. And so he went online. I think he wanted an anteater, but the costume's like $400. And then the panda costume was like $200. So we did that one. Mm-hmm. And we built like a little storyline with it. And it's definitely been a fun little ad. We don't use him as much as we used to, but he's definitely like a kid favorite for sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, well, look, the next step is connecting you guys. That's the next step, because we got to – we have to make this happen. I think that Big Shot Bob and Dude Perfect just sync up way too well. I mean,
it's too natural.
It's just – it's like a match made. I mean, I'm sorry.
100%.
I think I want to do something like I went off the top of the Aggie Stadium into the basketball hoop, something like that.
Just like a foot further than Ty's shot would be great.
Exactly.
Just to one-up him. Yes, just to one-up him.
Got
to
make it
happen. I always like one-up in the greats, you know, Michael Jordan. You know, so I'm just.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Taking shots at Jordan.
Seven.
Seven. Yeah. That wasn't a shot, man. How was that one shot? You don't shoot shots. I said MJ. I like to one-up the greats. That's all. I said that's it.
Noted.
That's amazing.
All right, Cody, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for making time for us. And if you love Dude Perfect, go check out the book.
Yes,
it's pretty much everywhere. And we will make this video happen. I swear to God, we will.
I love it, Rob. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate the time as well. You all have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
You too, man.
Thanks for blessing us with your time, man. Appreciate you.
See y'all.
I want to know. You know, here, let's do this. Let's play a game. What's on Robert Ori's phone? You got wide-eyed for a second. Now, here's the thing. Amazon knows, and Google knows, and you know Mark Zuckerberg's ass, he knows, and they know because they got your IP address, which is why I like NordVPN. And if you don't know what a VPN is, it's a virtual private network. So basically, it's a third-party way to connect to the internet. So if you're on your phone or you're on your computer and you're browsing the web, and you know how, like, when you'll look for something or search for something? And then all of a sudden, every website you go to has ads for that thing all over it. And all of a sudden, it's on your Instagram feed and it's on your Facebook. It's that's how they're doing it. They're getting your IP address. So they know what you're doing on your phone. But NordVPN basically creates a safe little wall for you that says I can do whatever I want on the internet. No one's going to know that it's me out there looking. So, like I said, I spend most of my day on the web. And if you're not using a VPN, you're probably doing it wrong.
That's the best thing ever, man. NordVPN works on your computer. It works on your phone. And you can use it up to on six devices, man, including your smart TV. So it's smart and it's lightning fast, confirmed to be the fastest VPN on the market. And it keeps you safe online. So it is a no-brainer.
Honestly, using it on my phone is 100% worth it because I spend most of the day looking at stuff on my phone. I don't need people knowing what I'm looking at on my phone. Let's just call it for personal reasons, okay? I don't need people knowing where I'm going on my phone. But NordVPN is great. It is really, it's lightning fast, very, very easy to use. I've loved using it. We've been using it. You can even set up, they have like an auto connect. So if you don't want to go in and connect it every time you open your phone, it'll be like, bing, it connects you to an auto and you don't, and then nobody can see what you're up to. It's great. And of course, because they're a friend of the show, we got the hookup.
Just go to nordvpn.com/Ori. That's nordvpn.com/Ori. And we'll hook you up with a huge discount on a 2-year plan. And a bonus gift, nordvpn.com/Ori. But do it quick.
Yeah, it's going to go up quick. So it's nordvpn.com/Ori, and you get that 2-year deal, and you're hooked up. I teased it before we talked to Cody. But, and by the way, we have to hook you up with Dude Perfect. That is 100% yes. going to happen. Mm-hmm. Do you ever like mess around?
Big shot episode. You know,
yeah, that's what we're gonna do. It makes mm-hmm. too much sense. But do you ever mess around with like the trick shots or like horse or any of that stuff, or is it just... Not really
off
anything
the wall,
into.
Off the rim, nothing but net.
Oh, now you're doing Jordan and Larry Bird McDonald's commercial or whatever it was. Man,
everybody has done trick shots. You know, when you're down at the park, you run outside the fence, you says, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw it through the tree,
yeah.
hit the floor, and bounce in. We all okay. done that. You know,
I'm going to kick it from the playground and see how, right. like, that's
behind
my favorite.
Behind the seesaw.
yep. My favorite
off the
is
sliding
like,
board.
They'll do like, they'll put like a football on a tee. And mm-hmm. a basketball hoop on the other side of an arena and just stand there for hours just hitting that football as hard as they can with a baseball bat to try and get it to go through the hoop. It's just...
Yeah, but think about it. Think of the conditioning those guys have to be in.
Oh, my God.
You got to be in shape.
I don't know. And the twins, by the way, the Cotton Kids are skinny.
Yeah.
They're like little dudes. I mean, they're not like, you know, big bulk athletes. They're little dudes. But, man, they've got... A lot of skill.
You gotta have
I know
patience.
For me, yeah. But you have a lot of patience and a lot of balls.
Got it.
Because think about it. I'm
literally
afraid of heights, man.
But literally in both.
I'm afraid of heights. Some of that shit, they on top. I know I joked about being on top of buildings. First of all, you're like, can I get like a cord, a safety bungee cord or something to tie me up, make sure I don't fall on that?
I'm sure
edge
they
or something.
Have
so
to, yeah.
They, yeah.
Yeah, shooting shots off the top of a building, no thank you. No thanks, I'm good.
But to see what they've turned this whole thing into, and you talk about just all the work that goes into that, because like you said, you got to have patience, because mm-hmm. some of that stuff takes hours and even days
oh,
to actually
yeah.
to get the one great shot, and that's just one. Yeah. And you're doing
of
this over
like
and over and over again.
30 in one video.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, all right. Well, look, we teased it before we got to Dude Perfect, but did you hear any of the Josh Smith?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hear
you didn't
it.
Hear it. Okay. So, and
I've been busy in Arizona, man. Believe
yeah,
it or
you've
not.
Been, you've been
place
working.
Where I'm loved.
In Arizona?
Yeah, I've been doing basketball. So, my son's been playing in terms in Arizona. So, I've been in Arizona with a hat on and shades.
I didn't. How hot is it in Arizona right now? Like 185, 190?
120.
It was 120.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks. Yes.
You come back looking like a piece of bacon. You've been cool.
Hey, it was so
chocolate covered bacon, baby.
Listen, it was so hot. One of my friends walked outside on his phone, and the phone said, "Nah, it's too hot. I'm gonna stop working."
No,
just shut off,
dude. I've had that happen where the phone is like, "No, I'm just gonna turn off now. Thanks, though." Are you beloved in Arizona? I didn't know that was a thing.
You were in Phoenix for a while.
You know, the towel in Danny Ainge's face.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, all right, I guess
so. The bump
of
Steve Nash.
Yeah.
I'm loved a lot in Arizona.
Okay. Well, apparently Josh Smith has no love for Doc Rivers. And I didn't know that there was a Josh Smith-Doc Rivers feud, at least one that became this heated. But this was obviously after the Hawks beat the Sixers. Josh got on Instagram and just kind of started going off on Doc Rivers.
Yeah, Doc Rivers. You talked all that shit about Paul George. Shut your bum ass up, man. Yo, no in-game adjustments having ass, man. Start giving niggas they real credit, man. That's why your bitch ass got that karma on your ass and you can't get past the second round, man. Yeah. ESPN, get on his ass, bro.
All right, well,
that ain't even the crazy part about this.
That ain't even the worst part of it. So
I'm going to go watch this. I'm going to go watch
this. This is the first part of it. All right, now... It's all in the same video, but obviously Josh goes away and comes back. And this is where it starts to get kind of personal.
Hey, man. I finally get why your wife almost left you, man. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments. Everybody figure your ass out, man. You don't know how to make in-game adjustments, man. And don't nobody really like your cap ass.
Wow. Yeah. So
I've heard some people, you know, that have said some things about Doc, and I've only met Doc a few times, and I've never seen him like coach or been in his coach since. So I can't, you know, I don't know what he's saying about that, but it's just weird to see a guy when he, you know, you go off on coaches like that after you played for him. And
yeah,
it's,
well, and it's, but like,
did he play for Doc though?
He did. He did in LA for one season. And then he got traded.
But
it wasn't even a full season, I don't think, because he got traded to the Rockets mid-year.
But and then that was that the when year they were that down the Rockets, 3-1?
Yep, that's, and yeah, he was part of the Rockets team.
Yeah, I know. He killed him in game seven.
Yep.
He killed him in game seven. Now I know why he went at him like that.
Right. But it's like, you've already had your moment. You've already, you knocked his ass out. You came back from 3-1. You had your moment. Now he's going to go back online years later and shit on him some more, man. I just didn't.
Shut your bum ass up, man.
I did not realize.
Right, let's be honest.
The power of the internet now, the power of social media. Boy, hey, if I went on social media and went off on all the people I had beef with, I'd be on there for 2 years talking straight.
All that was cool that he started with at the beginning. All right, cool. We've heard stuff like that before. But for you to take that hard left.
That is a no-no.
That is a no-no. You don't talk about anybody's family, you know.
No.
That is a no-no.
Dog.
Your wife almost left you because you don't make in-game adjustments.
We know what he meant about that. We ain't talking about
basketball court. But I'm just saying, it's like, damn, man. I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's something you can't do, man. You can't talk about someone's significant other or their kids or their mama. You know, you can tell some mama jokes if you're close with them. But other than that, man, that's a no-no.
I mean, I'm tempted to ask you this question. Part of me doesn't want to because I think I know the answer. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Danny Ainge, but was there any other coach or player that you had a major problem with where you've almost gotten online and just been like, I'm going to cut this guy down today?
No, because that's not my personality.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine you've had that.
Yeah, I go back through college. I had a beef with Martinez in college. You know, he played for Kentucky. Got into a fight with Reggie Hanson in college. Reggie Hanson. I think I might his name in college. NBA. I never had any beef with anybody. You know. So I would never. I might have some things. When I tell them, when I see them, a couple coaches, I might voice my opinion about they didn't use me the right way. They should have gave me more plays, but nothing like I won't say, yo, Robert Ory, your mother sucks. You know, your mother didn't do this, or Robert Ory, your daddy didn't do this, or yada yada yada. That's crossed the line because I know the value of family, and I know how important family is to each individual. So that's a line I would not cross.
Adversely, have you ever had someone come at you that way?
Oh, man, hell yeah. Man, I've had death threats. I have people say so many things about me. Yeah, I don't care. But at the end of the day, when you meet these people, they're going to run and hide like little mice. And so, you know, okay, you can say it, you know.
Everybody's got keyboard muscles. Come on.
Keyboard muscles, internet gangsters, you know how they say it. So,
yeah. Speaking of coaches, a new coach in Boston, someone you know. I'm gonna screw his name up. Udoko. Udoko. There you go. Yeah. This afternoon, named the new head coach of the Boston Celtics.
I'm happy for him. He's been, you know, in and out of a lot of programs. He played with me one my last year in San Antonio.
I was gonna say, you guys were on the same team.
But I'm a laugh because he never even opened his damn mouth when we played, man. You know, I'm like all these coaches now. I'm like, I remember playing with you. You never said one word in the locker room. You know, where are you getting this voice from? You know, and I think about that. I think about, okay, he might have been just sit back, analyzing, adjusting. But, you know, hopefully he does well in Boston because, you know, that's not going to be easy for him. You know, Boston's not going to be an easy place for him.
Well, you just moved Kemba Walker out of there. So, you know, you're sort of, I don't want to say it's really a rebuild in Boston. More it's like a reshuffle. But they moved Kemba to make the other two guys better, which I didn't really understand the philosophy there. Yeah. That's just that's a money thing, right?
It's a money thing.
We're just going to save some money.
I also think Kemba didn't fit there. Because you got two young bucks that handle the ball a lot. Yeah. And think about it, when Kemba does damage, he's got the rock in his hand 60-75% of the time. That's this type of game. And you can't take that from Tatum or Brown. And so he was, you know, a wild card, and he was always injured. And I think this is a good move for him. I'm looking around the league, and I try to think of where would he be good at. I said, you know, Houston would be a good fit. Somebody said Philadelphia 76ers, you know, good trade with Ben Simmons, get him a point in there. It's a lot of places that he
landed in OKC.
Yeah, OKC's going to get rid of him, though.
They're just going to turn and move.
No, they already said they're going to work with him to find him another home.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So think about it. OKC can get that Ben Simmons trade. And, you know, Ben, come on over to OKC. And then OKC, you know what? Let's send you out here for, you know, Dennis, you played well for us. Let's swap you and Dennis and send you on over to the Lakers. You like that when you beat.
I think that's true. You got a guy who can set up an offense, can go get his own shot as well. And it's another third option for Bron and AD.
Yeah, now everybody always talking about it's putting him under someone where you can learn from. Everybody compared him to a LeBron when he first came out of high school because of the size, not the talent, but the size and ability to handle the rock. So that'd be a good, you know, mentor for him, someone who can get him to understand what this game is about.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of moves, man. A lot of moves as we come down the wire here in the NBA.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Those other mobile companies make you think you're in control, but you're really not. They lure you in with shiny new phones and then lock you into long-term contracts. But Simple Mobile is different. You can get a 30-day plan starting at $25. You can also get the latest smartphones, or if you have a compatible phone you love, you can bring it. Just text BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. It's the reliability you need when you need it. All on a powerful nationwide 5G network with no mystery fees, no activation fees, and no contract ever. All for less money and no contract ever.
5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network is not available in all areas. 5G upload speed not yet available. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for the privacy policy. Service plan required for activation. Terms at simplemobile.com.
Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
By the way, does it seem like fans are just out of their minds these days, and there's been more fan fighting than I think I can ever remember seeing in a stretch since fans got back in the stands?
Let's just get it right. It's the Phoenix fans who don't respect people from other teams. Let's get it right. Yeah, Phoenix fans, I said it.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding, man. Oh, I just said it because of Phoenix fans. I didn't know Phoenix fans liked to fight like that because their team show didn't fight when I played Barkley and that crew. They didn't know how to fight. You know, up 0-2, 2-0, lose, down, you know, up 3-1, lose. They had no fight. So I guess their fans have to have some fight. Yeah, I'm going off on the Suns right now. I'm getting on my soapbox and talking about 94 and 95, how we just destroyed the Suns when I was with the Rockets. Yeah, Barkley, you suck. Yeah. AC Green, you suck. Yeah, Kevin Johnson, you suck. Okay, I'll stop.
Are you okay now? Did you get that out? You feel better? You feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
We
got to start some shit. You know, everybody else starting shit.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, good point. Let's really turn your image into the bad boy of NBA podcasting. I like this. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon looking like, hey, he must have been smoking something.
It is legal out there, ain't it, in California?
You were stuck in traffic for a while, though, so I get the fury coming out of you.
Need something to calm your nerves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fan fighting.
I like to have fun with the Phoenix fans. It's so stupid, man. Everybody needs to respect everybody. I like this team. You know, okay, just let me pass. Let me go. Yeah, we lost. You know, we always talk about how the Raiders fans we used to be and now the Phoenix fans.
Well, in baseball, it's like Giants and Dodgers, man.
Yeah.
Well, those fans are always at each other.
I remember the guy who lost his life out here in L.A. after a game. It's so ridiculous,
pointless.
Man. You know,
it's
so pointless, and I feel bad for the kid if they have kids, so the kids will watch their parents fighting over a freaking basketball game, football game, baseball game. It's the most ludicrous thing you would ever see someone fighting over a game. You want to fight? Get in the box for me. You know, do something.
Yeah, MMA it out on the playground like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen my fair share of fights. Even when, you know, here in Atlanta, you know, some of the biggest rival to the Falcons is the Saints. So I've been to a lot of those games, and I've seen Saint fans and Falcons fans duke it out. I'm talking about up and down the steps in the upper level, pulling folks, ripping clothes, all over the fact that somebody said one of their teams suck, and that's all it takes.
I remember when we was playing Philadelphia 76ers in the finals, and J.R. Ryder's significant other got jumped on because she was rooting for the Lakers. At first, I thought it was my dad because my dad was sitting next to her, and I was like doing this, and the reporter was like, Jim was like trying to get my attention. I said, dude, I ain't trying to pay you no attention. I'm trying to make sure my dad ain't getting his ass whipped up there, because I'm going to have to call security of him. I might have to go up there too. But it's just ridiculous how fans just want to fight someone. You should be happy that that person is a fan, bringing money to your arena, bringing money to your city, and want to come out and support. Just enjoy it.
Just be happy you're out of the house, man. Yes. Like, I mean, you get to go to a sporting event again. Don't ruin it for everybody by being an idiot. That's what kills me about the fights. All right, one more thing, and we're going to get to the big shot of the week. Apparently, Tom Brady keeps his receipts, which I think is great. He was on The Shop, which is LeBron's show on HBO.
Yep.
We got this moment from Brady toward the end of free agency.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker.
So in free agency, the line there was he was obviously, after he was let go from the Patriots, looking for a new home. And one of the teams he met with toward the end of free agency was like, we're not interested. And Tom's like, you're sticking with this MF-er over here, referring to whoever their quarterback was. Mm-hmm. Now, he hasn't come out and said what team that was.
Course not.
Of course not. But he obviously put that in his bag and just used it as motivation. You know, down the line, they didn't want me. They wanted to stick. You know, the Bears wanted to stick with Mitchell Trubisky. Good luck to you. This is what you're going to get.
Man, you know what I like about these stars? They always use these false things to motivate them. You know, I guarantee you that is nobody. I know Tom Brady probably, just like MJ was like, oh, he made up something like, oh, he said that about me? Oh, I'm going to show this motherfucker. You know, if you're going to say that, Tom, damn it, come out. Come on the podcast and let us know who it was, damn it. You know, seven rings to seven rings. Come on the podcast and let us know. Don't just say it. You know, put your chest behind it and say, yo, they had fucking Brandon Jennings and over there. And, you know,
See,
I didn't point either one of you. I just kind of combined the two.
Yeah, I liked that. That was good.
I
had a son somewhere I didn't know about.
I combined the two, and you know, but it's just funny how guys do that. Hell, I used to say that too. You know, we all use motivation. Like, oh, you know what? You know, you remember what was that movie where the guy was a linebacker and he was like, oh yeah, you the one that was talking shit to my mama.
Coming to Waterboy?
Going back and forth. No, not Waterboy. It was the one where they laid down in the street and they had to take that
program
part out of the movie.
The program.
Yeah, the program. Okay. Yeah, where the guy was like, I'm like, dude, like, he was like, what you talking about, man? I don't even know you. It was so funny. So
that was a very Waterboy moment, though, to his credit. huh? What?
You have to do that as an athlete, man. You have to find ways to motivate yourself because the seasons are grinds. And Tom Brady, listen to me. Come on the show. Because I ain't going to believe you, brother, until you come on and say, I was talking about Drew Brees.
That's what I was going to say. I want to know who it was. Because there was only about four or five teams down the stretch that were interested in him, and one of them was the Niners. And his old backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, was their starting quarterback at the time. So part of me even goes, he's probably looking at Jimmy Garoppolo going, you're going to stick with that motherfucker? Okay.
I'll say this. Right. You know, I'm not the big, you know, Tom is cool. You know, he's ended, you know, my team having a chance to win a couple of Super Bowls. But, you know, as great as a quarterback as he is, I like how it's funny how he's kind of let his hair down ever since he's left New England. You know, New England's walking around with a stick up his behind. Now that he's down in Florida and Tampa with Bruce Arians, he's golfing, putting everything on social media and having all these little tricks and going on the shop.
Drinking tequila.
Getting drunk on the boat parade.
Things that you never saw in New England. So he's literally I've done what I've done. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I'm letting my hair down. I'm doing what I want to do. When the season come around, I'll be ready.
Honestly, Tampa does that to a lot of people, even everyday people. Man, you get to Tampa, you cut loose in Florida. It's the land of no rules.
Yeah, I feel that.
The state bird is a chicken finger. I mean, it's just... Florida's a place for crazy people. You know, I like to think that I'm good at the most of the things I try, but one thing I'm always really very bad at is daily fantasy sports. If I play any of these other services, man, I get my ass kicked all the time. And, like, that's the thing that really drives me crazy. I know a lot about the games, and I know a lot about the guys that are in the games, but I'm playing against, you know, Basement Bobby and his 47 carefully researched. Basement Bobby, you know, it's all I do all day. I look up players' stats and names. I put 87 lineups in, and I kick your ass. That's actually why I love Stat Hero, though, because you don't play against other players. You play against the lineup. So if you go to stathero.com, they'll give you the line. Let me see real quick. I'm going to pull up the lineup for tonight's Hawks-Bucks game. Their lineup is Giannis, John Collins, Brooke Lopez, Gallinari, Lou Williams, and Tucker. So you can face that lineup, or you could pick a different lineup if you want to face Trae Young, Holiday Lopez, Kevin Herter, Gallinari, and Connaughton. Who the hell is Connaughton?
He's the white man can't jump guy.
Yeah, he is. All right, well, you can pick your line. I didn't even know his damn name. That goes to show you, but I'll face that lineup tonight. But you could build a lineup to take on their lineup, which I think is actually cool because you can look ahead of time, see what these guys cost, and you're not playing Basement Bobby. You're just playing against the lineup, which is like gives you a better shot to win. It's cool.
You know, Basement Bobby is actually me. You know,
but. Is that you?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I did a little bit of homework. I put in 85 lineups.
Oh, so this is a straight up challenge, man. I'm telling you, Stat Hero puts you in control by posting their lineup and basically challenging you to beat it.
Yeah.
And you get to pick the lineup you want ahead of time. So you really can have a shot to win. You know, who doesn't like winning? No more Basement Bobby, a la me, and his loaded lineups. Just you against the odds.
See, I like that because there's several different lineups like we talked about. So you just kind of pick the one you want and you go after it. Way more fun to me than taking on like 10,000 people in a room knowing you're going to finish like 7,853rd place. That's terrible. It's the most fun way to play daily fantasy sports for me. It's great.
I don't know about you, but I'm always going to finish first. If you ain't first, you last. So go to
StatHero.
So go to StatHero.com/BigShot. Sign up for free. And right now, you can get three times back on your first play. Three times back on your first play? That's incredible.
Yeah.
I only graduated from Alabama recently, but that's a 300% match.
Exactly. So you got to do the math.
That's unheard of, man.
It's
go
crazy.
Go to stathero.com/bigshot, and that's stathero.com/bigshot.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Play along with us. I want to hear how everyone's doing.
Yeah. Because I'm winning. I'm always winning.
You're always winning, Basement Bobby. All right, well, let's wrap it up with the big shot of the week. This one is going to go to a girl named Keelan Harper. No relation to Mr. Brandon Harper.
She's not my kinfolk.
Keelan is actually a waitress at Rooster's Drive, which is a restaurant in Mansfield, Georgia.
She might be your cousin.
Maybe.
I'll have to look in the family tree.
Yeah, we got to see. I mean, outside the fact that she was a white girl, but either way, you know, I mean, we cast no aspersions. We're just saying. She's on her way home from a shift last Thursday. She sees something burning kind of alongside in the bushes on the road. And instead of just driving by, it stops to see what it is in case she needs to call in. You know, if there's a fire or something's wrong, well, it was a flipped over car on fire. So Keelan gets down into the car, finds a woman in there who's pinned down.
Wow.
The car is already in flames. This girl climbs into the car, wedges this girl loose, drags her away from this car as it is just cooking. I mean, this woman would have died. Pulls her out of the car by herself all the way up to the road, calls 911. Woman's life is saved. She's okay. She's in the hospital. Car is torched. It is a shell. I mean, this poor woman was stuck in this car and would have burned up. If she wouldn't have stopped on her way home from work.
Horrible death, too.
But you know, props to this girl for not just going, I'm going to call 911 and hope it all works out. She got down into that burning car and pulls this woman out of there. I mean, Keelan Harper, good
much
for you.
Respect.
Good
love
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because I don't think people understand. So she put her life at risk because we don't know if that car would have blew up or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that is the biggest big shot of the week right there.
Man, or you get stuck down there trying to get her out and just, you know, congratulations, Keelan. That is absolutely outstanding. So I don't know. What did you think about it, Josh Smith?
Shut your bum ass up, man.
Sorry, my bad. Josh is still fired up.
Josh Smith is a trip, boy. Yeah. That's so it's random in a way, because I never thought, I can't remember the last time I heard from Josh Smith. And to see him,
I know, right?
You know, have this video that's going viral. You know, sometimes you look at a lot of these guys, like, where you been? Like, you went the whole Kwame Brown thing. We ain't heard from you in 21 years, dog. Where you been?
The hell you talking about?
Kwame Brown will live on forever in the dream. Now will Josh Smith.
Shut your bum ass up, man.
Follow the show on Twitter at Big Shot Bob Pod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live's Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.